1320 WILS.
Wow, it's almost like spring out there, getting up to the 50s overnight. Gotta love this warm weather in the middle of December. Welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. On today's show, some of our country's top retailers have been very naughty this holiday season. That's according to the American Family Association, which released its 2011 Naughty and Nice list. I'll find out what these companies did to end up getting all this negative attention from the organization. And retirement may be the last thing on your mind as you splurge the money you have or don't have this holiday season. I'll talk to a retirement expert about why you should think twice before buying everything at the mall. But first, the man who managed Lansing's finances through some tough economic times now heading to Flint to help that city get things back in order. Jerry Ambrose, Lansing's finance director, leaving the city to become the financial advisor to Flint's emergency financial manager starting next month. And Jerry joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael. How are you doing?
Very good. Now, you've been with the Bernero administration for 6 years. You worked as Ingham County's controller for more than 20 years. What led you to decide to take this job with Flint's emergency financial manager?
Well, I think it was an opportunity that arose. It wasn't something I was looking for, but I had a call one day from Michael Brown, who I know from associations here, and Michael said, you know, I'm going to be the emergency manager in Flint, and would you like to help me? And I thought about it and thought, yeah, this is an opportunity. This is a challenge that I'd be up for.
What are you expecting here? Do you think the types of cuts that you had to make here in Lansing are kind of a precursor to what you're going to be faced with in Flint?
Well, I don't think that there's any question that things are much more stressed in Flint than they are here in Lansing. That's why there's an emergency manager in place now, because the situation is very critical. That's not the case in Lansing. We've had challenges, no question about that. We've had to make adjustments. We've done things we don't want to do, but we're still strong. We still got our double A credit rating, and we're weathering the storm, I think, better than Flint has been able to.
So, what is the difference between Lansing and Flint? I mean, here in Lansing, we've made annual budget cuts, and has Flint's situation been different, or is the downturn just far more drastic there?
I think the downturn, in large part, has been much more drastic. The fundamentals are kind of the same. Property values decreasing precipitously, population dropping precipitously, unemployment rising, a state that, you know, solves its problems by cutting state revenue sharing. All these things, you know, have created, you know, severe financial problems for every municipality across the state. Flint's a much more severe degree. And, you know, on the expenditure side, you know, there are the perennial problems that we're all faced with legacy costs or retiree health care, pension costs, all things that we're having to detail to deal with. We've been able to deal with it a little bit better than happened in Flint, but in large part, that's the difference in severity of the problem.
Those health care costs and legacy costs, those are likely to be the big issue in resolving their situation. How is that going to be dealt with? Are those benefits going to be somehow reduced?
Well, I think if we knew the answer right now, it'd be a very short stay in Flint.
Will that likely be a part of this?
I'm making light of it. It's a very difficult, complex issue. And, Mr. Brown's been on the ground now, less than a month. And he's got about 45 days from December 1. To actually present a plan to the state that says, this is how we're going to attack it. And so that's really the priority right now.
When you look at the numbers generally, though, that would have to be part of the solution, right? I mean, there's no way there could be cuts in services so deep to make up for that kind of that amount of money.
Well, there's no question that the whole question of employee compensation and health care and pension are all part of that equation. There's no question about that.
I'm talking to Lansing Finance Director Jerry Ambrose, who is on his way to work with Flint's emergency financial manager, Michael Brown, starting next month. Jerry, do you agree that the expanded powers given to managers with this new law are necessary for them to get the job done?
Well, I really can't answer that right now because I haven't been on the ground dealing with it. What I do think is that there is a time and a place for an emergency manager to be there, and I think, you know, Flint is in that situation. You know, my view really is that we have a city in significant financial distress, and I'm there to see what we can do to help it. Certainly, both the past law and the current law give us some tools that aren't otherwise available to deal with that.
What's the general picture? What is Flint's budget, and how much of a hole are they in?
Well, Flint's budget is about short of $60 million, and that compares to $100 million here. Population not a whole lot different. The Flint General Fund had a deficit of, you know, in excess of $10 million in the close of 2010. So the significant issues to be dealt with.
I see. And that's it's something they were not able to resolve on their own terms.
Right. Right. They haven't made progress significant enough to satisfy the state.
Many people are not very happy with the emergency financial manager law, including Mayor Virge Bernero. Many say that this new law subverts democracy. It allows managers to fire elected officials. Do you think, though, that is a step that may need to happen?
Well, you know, you need to talk to Mayor Bernero about his position on that. I do think that the mayor has said that there are times and places where, you know, an emergency manager is an appropriate tool. I don't think anybody takes lightly the ability of an appointed official to remove or take responsibility from elected officials. Nobody wants to do that, but there are times and places where the circumstances call for it.
How long will the process likely last? Is it just a matter of balancing the city budget for next year and then you're done?
Well, I think the overall goal, and certainly the goal of Mr. Brown, is that we need to address the current financial problems. We need to get Flint on a financially solid ground, and we need to position Flint for growing into the future. It's hard to tell how long that would last. I believe that the actual statute talks about up to 5 years, but I think that when Mr. Brown has talked about his expectation that this is a 2 to 3 year project.
Last time you were on the program, we talked about Lansing's projected deficit. It was very early on. What are we likely to see here in this next budget? Do you expect more cuts to be necessary next year here in Lansing?
Yeah, I think we've been very clear. You know, this $12 to $15 million projected deficit that we talked about for several months, we talked about it in advance of the millage election, hasn't really changed. Of course, the big difference is now that there is the millage was passed. So, you know, our projection is about half of what it was. So we're thinking, you know, there's still $7 million of what we would say real reductions that are going to have to be addressed. And that's going to be significant in the context of, you know, a budget that's, you know, $100 million, give or take, and half of that's public safety. So there's a sizable challenge yet to be addressed. And the team here is, you know that, and they're willing to do it. They'll be working very hard. You know, the timeline that the mayor has until about mid-March to submit his proposed budget to the council, and the council has until third week in May to do their review and their approval, and then it kicks in on July 1.
So voters did pass a millage to help fund our police and fire departments. Did that only help slightly then?
Well, I think that the hope and the expectation was that passage of that millage would enable, you know, this administration to not have to make further significant cuts in police and fire, and to set some, you know, a small amount of money aside for local street maintenance. And I think that the budget the mayor is going to present is going to keep to that expectation.
One last thing. In terms of privatizing services, do you think that's going to be part of something that will be considered in Flint, and should that be something emergency managers consider in general when they go to places like Flint and it looks like maybe even Detroit?
Well, I think that's part of the mix. There's no simple, easy solution. These are complex issues, and they will require complex solutions. Are there things that municipal governments do that could be better be done by the private sector? Most likely there are. Are there some things that should, you know, by their essence, continue to be, you know, governmentally controlled, run, and staffed? Absolutely.
Finally, you spend so much time in this area. Are you going to be commuting then to Flint?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the intent right now. We're, you know, our family is here. We've been in, you know, in the greater Lansing area for many years. We'll be continuing to do that, continuing to watch the progress that the region's making, and you know, from my perspective, making sure that to the extent that I can, City of Lansing continues on this path to remain, you know, financially viable and to deliver excellent services and to grow.
Jerry Ambrose, Finance Director here in Lansing, on his way to work as the financial advisor for Flint's Emergency Financial Manager. Jerry, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Absolutely. Hope to